And this means an extra second of celebration today for ballerina Misty Copeland. She was promoted to principal dancer of the American Ballet Theater, the first African-American to hold that position. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has more.
The 32-year-old ballerina has inspired huge, diverse crowds to see her perform at Lincoln Center and the Metropolitan Opera House as recently as last week in Swan Lake. Misty Copeland has been with the American Ballet Theater, or ABT, for nearly 15 years. She was a soloist, but as she told NPR last year, she's always wanted to be a principal dancer, the top prize in a ballet company.
Before I knew that there'd never been a black woman, that was always my goal. I wanted to dance Odette Odile and Khitri and Don Quixote and Aurora and Sleeping Beauty. Knowing that it's never been done before, I think, makes me fight even harder.
Fight even harder, she said, because of some of the challenges she faced. First, as one of six children with a struggling single mother, Copeland told NPR when she first started ballet lessons at 13, they were living in a motel. When Copeland started dancing professionally, she found that being biracial, half black, half white, became an issue.
I was the one brown girl up there, and some people just thought that I kind of ruined the aesthetic of the group.
As she moved up the ranks at the ABT, Copeland publicly called out the racism of some dance critics who questioned her body type.
Saying that, you know, African Americans are too muscular or just aren't lean enough. When people meet me in person, they're usually surprised at how petite I am.
Copeland has been active in promoting herself and ballet for all. She wrote a best-selling memoir and a popular children's book. She made the cover of Time magazine and was featured on TV's 60 Minutes. She's the subject of a new documentary and has more than 500,000 Instagram followers. A commercial she did for Under Armour sportswear went viral. Copeland performed in concert with Prince, and she even judged contestants on a TV dance competition. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.